7 points. This is CBS News.
Local news brought to you by the Key Agency, locally owned and community-minded.
Key Agency has been the trusted name for insurance since 1952. We would like to thank our loyal customers for supporting the community and buying their insurance locally. We realize you can purchase your insurance from a huge national carrier or from an 800 number. We believe you'll be pleasantly surprised on how much you can save with Key Agency. Come on in, have a cup of coffee, and talk face-to-face with one of our friendly professional agents at 474-9511. KeyAgency.net. Remember, choices equals savings.
I'm Scott Roberts, WENG News. Unless you have one of three skill sets, it has now become almost impossible to get a job with the city of Sarasota. Commission members enacted a four-month hiring freeze this week in an attempt to save $250,000. The only exceptions to the freeze are the pension plans administrator, a computer systems administrator, and a computer support specialist. City Clerk Pam Natalani says, with the current plan administrator retiring, a replacement must be found soon so they can be trained by that person. Both computer systems positions are needed to continue the current investigation into possible misuse of computer files by some leaders. A Sarasota man is accused of attacking a Varno man who died after the incident. He has now been arrested.
Investigators say Joseph D'Ambrosio and David Liller were attacked outside a home in the Varno area. D'Ambrosio was beaten and left unconscious in the road. They say as the suspects took off, D'Ambrosio was run over by an SUV. D'Ambrosio later died. Authorities say 18-year-old Louis Brignoni was with a group of suspects. He turned himself in to detectives on Tuesday. He has been charged with felony murder and two counts of attempted robbery. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
And the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office has named its Officer of the Year. He's Detective First Class Daniel Tricario. Sheriff Bill Cameron says Tricario was selected for his self-generated performance, initiative to solve crime, and ability to consistently apprehend criminals throughout the year. That's what's happening. I'm Scott Roberts, WENG News.
Here's your WENG 1530 and 107.5 WeatherEye forecast. Brought to you by Visani Comedy Dinner Theater, always serving great food and entertainment. For reservations, visit Visani.net. We'll see mostly sunny skies here for this afternoon with a high near 83 degrees, with winds out of the east between 15 and 20 miles per hour, and some wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 63. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
Get your copy of the Boca Beacon, Boca Grande's only locally owned weekly newspaper. Inside the Boca Beacon, you'll find information useful in making your important decision as to where to eat, the beachfront property you're looking for, and for what's happening on the island. Serving Boca Grande and the surrounding islands of Charlotte Harbor and the areas from Venice to Pine Island. Call 964-2995. That's 964-2995. Or on the web at bocabeacon.com.
Today is March 7th. Hi, this is Dwayne Miller with another Proud American Moment. The Tuskegee Airmen were dedicated, determined young men who became America's first black military airmen at a time when many thought that black men lacked intelligence, skill, courage, and patriotism. They came from all over the country and possessed a strong desire to serve the United States to the best of their abilities. The black airmen trained at Tuskegee Army Airfield in Tuskegee, Alabama. The first cadet class began in July 1941 and completed training on this date in 1942. 13 started and 5 successfully completed the training. A total of 996 pilots ultimately graduated at Tuskegee Airfield, receiving commissions and pilot wings. Today we salute the Tuskegee Airmen. They made us proud Americans. For information about the Proud Americans, go to theproudamericans.org.
Okay.
Let's go.
Here we are.
Right now.
Let's do it.
You and me.
Okay.
All right.
On 1530 WENG. Welcome to the Morning Magazine. We welcome your phone calls at 460-1530 or toll free at 888-434-1530. But we do ask that you limit your calls to once an hour, please. If you are too shy, you can email the show at onair@wengradio.com. Views expressed on the Morning Magazine are not necessarily those of the staff and management of WENG, Viper Communications, or their advertisers.
And a very good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome to the Morning Magazine. I'm Ken Birdsong, joined by Ken Kenzie this morning here on the Morning Magazine Wednesday edition. Glad to have you with us this morning. By the way, program coming to you from the Paul Mann Custom Pest Control Studios. If you want it gone, call Paul Mann at 941-473-2847. And Integrity First Home Inspections of Inglewood will be bringing you the program this morning. Locally owned and operated, call Integrity First for reliable, thorough, and accurate inspections. That's Integrity First Home Inspections. They're bringing you the program this morning here on WENG. And now we're going to be joined by Ken Kinsey and get this program, as they say, on the road. You're having a busy morning, aren't you?
It is, as a matter of fact.
When it rains, it pours.
That's exactly right. Now, just kick these off for just one second. Okay. All right, we are on the air with Gary Neller. How are you doing, Gary?
I need this up one of the two here.
Having me aboard with you all today.
Oh, I appreciate that. Listen, we're going to talk about care-minded home care because of the fact that it's involved with the Wounded Warriors program, I understand. And this is to help out with wounded vets, et cetera, et cetera. Tell us a little bit about the organization, Gary.
The Wounded Warrior program is thrilling. Something really great has come out of Washington, D.C. And, you know, we've lost a lot of great young men and women and folks in the various battles that we've been fighting in the wars. But we've also lost a lot of folks that have become wounded, some very severe, you know, losing limbs, traumatic brain injury, paraplegics, quads, and what we're trying to do in working with the Veterans Administration is we want to get these folks out of the institutions, the VA hospitals, the assisted care centers, and let's get them home. So we're working with the VA, and it's just incredible to work and serve those that have served us.
We know, we hear about the veterans coming home. Everybody wants to take care of the veterans, et cetera, et cetera. We just saw in the last few days about Mike Huckabee had a situation where he was talking with folks interviewing the different presidential Republican candidates about some of the services you know, that the VA, the Wounded Warriors come back and have these problems, and somehow they're not always getting taken care of. And this is a project that, that tries to push forward on that portion of the whole thing, because you know, nobody owes more to our veterans than we do, the ones who don't have to go, and particularly to the ones who come back and have lost a limb or have some kind of a medical issue or et cetera, et cetera. And I don't know how much more we can do for them, but whatever it is, it isn't enough.
You're absolutely right, Ken. And, you know, I come out of the Vietnam era where we didn't treat our returning veterans as good as we could have been. And I think that that's what's happening now. We realize we need to do this, but the Veterans Administration still is, you know, part of the government. And so we do have to be, as family members of the veterans themselves, we do need to be proactive in pushing forward to go after the benefits that we definitely deserve.
Are there benefits of recovering and receiving care at home? I know there is for any time that you have to leave your home, it's always a problem. You never like to be out of your own surroundings, even when you have to go in for something like a medical procedure for a couple of days. I want to go home. Get these things out of me. I want to go home. So I can only imagine it's a good thing to be at home.
Oh, you know, here at CareMinders Home Care, and we are, you know, a national franchisor of home care, non-medical and skilled. Our saying, our feelings, our thoughts are that life at home is the key to independence. And so we were thrilled, for example, when a wounded warrior was actually being housed at a VA facility a little north of you in Hillsborough County up in Tampa. And this gentleman had been there for 2 years. 2 years.
Really?
In fact, just 3 years. Yes. And unfortunately, this gentleman has really very little use of his body. He took a sniper's bullet in the brain, in the head, over in Afghanistan, can move a few fingers, and get this, his 3-year-old daughter basically grew up in a waiting room in the VA center. And so working with the VA, this gentleman's originally from the Atlanta area, and that's where our corporate CareMinders Home Care franchise offices are. Mm-hmm. We started working with the Veterans Administration. They helped outfit his home, and this gentleman is now in his home. We provide 24/7 care, nursing care, activities of daily living, everything. He needs to go back to the VA hospital for anything. We work on the transportation. He's at home. He's with his wife, his kids. It is absolutely remarkable.
Is he doing better because he's in that situation now? Is there any changed improvement, etc.?
You know, he has physical limitations that will be with him for the rest of his life.
Wow.
But he's absolutely more comfortable, as you all said. And he get us out of the hospital. Get us home. Get us away from those smells. And most important, he's around his loved ones. Mm-hmm. You know, as us men like to say, he's got his own remote control for the television.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot to be said about that. When you have your family around you, you have that kind of a support team helping you and backing you up. Is there a place that we can go here in Sarasota, Charlotte County area for this kind of assistance? Is there a local contact for this kind of a care for veterans that people may know of that maybe don't have that kind of a program going on?
Well, first of all, you do have your VA contacts. Those are the people that, you know, you start the process to see what benefits that you can receive from them. And it's not just for catastrophic care. Many veterans don't realize that veterans and their spouses may qualify as much as $1,600, $1,800, maybe a couple thousand dollars a month for home care benefits. And then once those benefits are determined, then organizations like CareMinders Home Care, who have franchisees around the country, we would be the ones that potentially would be the provider of services.
I see. And I guess you guys could pretty much have prepared for all kinds of situations, whether it be a limb lost or, I mean, is there anything that you can't do?
No. In fact, that's one thing that's beautiful about our system. That's why we work so well with the Veterans Administration. It's why our system is approved by Joint Commission, JCO, which is the highest level of accreditation. With our organization, we have 250 years of combined experience at our corporate offices up here in the Atlanta area. And so, therefore, we do the entire health care continuum of home care, all non-medical, all skilled care. So if there's a service that can be provided by an RN, an LPN, physical, occupational therapist, it can be done in the home. Can almost everything outside of outpatient surgical procedures by a qualified, high-level quality of care home care agency can be done in the home.
Do you have any idea about how many people you guys are taking care of at this stage in the game?
As far as in the Wounded Warrior?
Yeah.
Well, actually, this is a very new program, and we're thrilled that we were awarded the very first Wounded Warrior in all of the southeastern portion of the United States. Now, we have franchisees coast to coast,
right,
and so forth, but this is a relatively new program, and, you know, it's government-related, so yeah, it takes a while for the wheels to get turning.
I would think it would be a good outreach to all the VA organizations and wherever you happen to be to let them know about this kind of care that's available to Wounded Warriors. I would suspect that most of those folks coming back are somehow connected with some type of VFW or VA or some kind of, and more than just coming home and saying, okay, I don't know, where do I go? What do I do?
Right, and it's very important for the family members or the veteran themselves. You do have to push. You have to push with the Veterans Administration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's wonderful people at the VA, but you sometimes have to push. It is a bureaucracy to get through, to get to the needs that you deserve.
Yeah, you also have to kind of push some of these folks that need the help, too, don't you? I mean, sometimes they're a little bit too proud to ask for it.
You know, you're absolutely right, because, you know, it's not just somebody that maybe has lost a limb. A huge area that we work with, folks that have traumatic brain injury, known as TBI, you know, that's something that, you know, you don't see it visually, you know, but it's something that people are going through. And, of course, these are issues that we deal with, not just with folks that are coming back from our wars, but it's, you know, when we're working with people from the day they're born to maybe the day they pass away in home care, you know, it could be someone who's been in a car wreck, has the same type of issues that they're facing. But you're absolutely right. People, you know, kind of want to sweep things under the carpet, and they don't realize that there's help out there.
Is there any way, too, that You know, and I know it's a popular option, et cetera, for home health care, et cetera, because of the fact you don't want to be in the hospital. But how do you keep the level of care up as far as ensuring that it's going to be there?
Are you talking about the quality of care?
Yeah.
You know, a great point. We know that the future of home care is through a national distribution. And it's not, you know, the old ma's and pa's are gone because quality of care is of the greatest issue here. And that's why we joined up with the highest level of accreditation, which is the Joint Commission. Some people know them as JACO, whose accreditation is solely based on quality of care that the patient is receiving in the home or the hospital. Mm-hmm. And, you know, only 8% of all home care agencies in the country are Joint Commission accredited. And so our franchisees know when they join us, they will be Joint Commission accredited because we're the only system that has been approved at the franchisor level. The people at the hospitals, the doctors, the nurses, they know about this Joint Commission, and so they realize, oh boy, this is where the highest level of quality of care. Because, you know, Ken, everyone says they have the highest level of quality of care. It's, you know, I always say every time we go into a car dealership, every car dealership says we have the best car.
Right.
Well, it's not the case.
Yeah.
And the same thing in home care. Quality of care is absolutely the top, and we enjoy being a leader in bringing these standards to the highest level. Well,
Gary, I think we've probably pretty much covered everything. Where can folks find out more information about you guys if they know someone who happens to be with the Wounded Warrior Project, et cetera, or even is a VA person or a veteran that needs some help?
They can contact us. We have a toll-free number up here in Atlanta, 855-757. Mm-hmm. 2640. And if they have any questions about home care in general, veterans, if they are, you know, even interested in talking about you know, franchise opportunities, anything like that, give us a call. We love talking to folks, and just ask for Gary, and I'm the only Gary here.
All right, well, very good. Thanks for talking with us this morning. We appreciate it. Then hopefully we'll turn some folks on to the fact that you guys are right there helping the Wounded Warriors. We appreciate that. And if you need more information, you can also call the radio station. We have the number here. Gary, thanks a lot. Have a great day, sir. Appreciate the time.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it, and have a great rest of the day.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, we'll be back with more in the Morning Magazine here at WENG. Hang on!
Manta.com here with small business owner Larry Vecchio of Grandma's Italian Cheesecake in the Bronx.
Be right there.
Okay. With Manta, business has grown 400%.
Seems like 500.
Well, if Larry had a minute, he'd tell you how easy it is to get your free Manta profile.
It's a piece of cake.
And how Manta helps him get found on search engines and smartphones.
New customers. Know what I mean?
I sure do. Claim your free profile where small business grows. Manta.com.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Hello, I'm Matthew White with Integrity First Home Inspections. Integrity First serves Sarasota, Charlotte, and Lee counties. Our goal is to provide you with dependable home inspection services. Our inspections are guaranteed accurate and thorough. We perform standard home inspections, four-point insurance, wind mitigation, as well as roof, mold, and radon inspections. Integrity First is a local, family, and veteran-owned business that you can depend on. Call us at 275-4455 or visit us online at integrityfirstinspections.com. It's Integrity First, the number one, stinspections.com.
The Rotunda Telephone Directory is in the process of being published for its fifth year. This directory has established itself as the premier target market vehicle, delivered by mail to every Rotunda resident. Comprehensive, convenient, and professionally bound in four colors, coupled with low rates for advertising, now with a top restaurant guide. The publishers are proud to announce the publication of the Cape Hayes Area Directory with the same successful format as Rotunda, serving businesses all local to Rotunda and Cape Hayes.
Don't be fooled by other imitators. See the professionally done book done by me, Larry Cowan. I'm the publisher.
Call 661-9950.
listening to The Morning Magazine on WENG. Brought to you, locally owned and operated. Call Integrity First for reliable, thorough, and accurate inspections. Integrity First Home Inspections of Inglewood, sponsoring The Morning Magazine.
Thank them for that as well. Yes, all right, we got a few minutes here, and then we're going to talk to, when we come back after the news at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with the folks over at the Venice Chamber, and we'll talk about them. We had a little scheduling snafu, so we had to push them over to 9:30.
Really? But, us? A snafu?
Well, you know, one book goes out, one book's coming in, nobody's checking books, you know.
You know, I'm surprised we don't have more than we do.
Well, you know.
It's kind of like traffic and accidents. I see people the way they drive around here. I'm amazed that we don't have more accidents than we do.
Well, just give them a minute. So. Oop, there goes another one.
There's another one.
No, man, look out. So anyway, hopefully, not hopefully, but some people may have watched the election returns last night and the way things are shaping up and the way the voting is going so far in the primary situation. I don't know if there's anything that was clear-cut about anything last night, nonetheless. But I'll bet there's a lot of backroom dealing being done right now. Would you? You know, I would think anyway, because you had one win in this state, one win in that state, one win in this state, one win in that state. Huh?
I think, to be honest, the GOP has got a problem.
Well,
they've got a problem.
They said all that about the Democrats. They got a problem. Hillary's beating the heck out of Obama. Obama's beating the heck out of yeah.
True.
May they finally got their act together. This is March.
I understand.
And they probably will get it together before May.
They're
wonderful. They finally got their act together.
Well, first off, that's the goal. I mean, they're going to decide on one person.
Yeah.
They've got to. That's it.
Then let's rumble.
Yeah. But right now, I would say that there's just too many opinions and decisions to be made right now to have a good idea of who it's going to be.
People have too much time on their hands. They have nothing better to talk about.
Too much CNN.
Or whatever.
Yes.
I think they have too much time on their hands. So that's all they got to
say.
So
what do you
about.
Suggest?
Well, there's a lot bigger issues going on out there in the real world.
Like?
You know, well, there is a lot bigger issues going on out there. You know, you got this the Iran thing that's happening. You've got the gas thing that's happening. Nobody ever asks some of these questions about what's happening. There's stories that are being told on the backside that the mainstream media is not even picking up, like the Joe Arpaio thing that's going on out there in Arizona. Huge story about the fact that they do have a fake birth certificate. They do have a fake Selective Service card. Somebody made a fake one in the White House. They're not saying who it is because they don't know. And they're not pointing fingers, but somebody committed a crime of forgery somewhere along the line. Why isn't that? ABC was there. CBS was there. NBC was there. CNN was there. MSNBC was there. Nobody's reporting that story. Where is that one?
And why do you think that is?
Oh.
I mean, you've been in media a long time. You have an opinion on what's going on with the media in this country.
They're just directing where they want it to go, and that's fine and well. But, you know, that story is going to come out sooner or later. You watch it.
So, in other words, now we have a country that has biased media.
Oh, we've had that for a long time.
I mean,
think
but just blatantly biased now.
Oh, we've had that for a long time. Come on. It was only when you didn't realize how biased it really was when all you had was ABC, CBS, and NBC
at
5 o'clock at night, and you only had three TV channels. They didn't have 1,400 channels you could watch.
If it wasn't on the news, it didn't happen.
Yeah, or in the movie theater.
Oh, well, there you go.
You had to wait until the Coconut Telegraph hit the
the newsreels.
Yeah, the newsreels and stuff like that. So. You know, there's a lot of other things that people, and not to mention local issues that go on that people just ignore, which we hear about every now and then. So,
right.
You know, there's a lot of stuff that's going on. So all they get to talk about is who's beating up who in a campaign, who's beating up this person in the campaign, and who really gives a doggone right now.
See, you know, and that's exactly it. Now, this is going to sound really bad, but that's why I quit paying any attention to any of them.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear how bad they think somebody else is. I want to hear what they want to do for the country. And so far, that has been escaping them.
I know some people want to attack Rush Limbaugh because of what he said the other day. Quite honestly, you know what? He should. I think he caved in a lot of respects. if people aren't aware, Limbaugh got on the case of this gal who was testifying before Congress. Well, we find out that she's kind of a plant in the whole thing. She's working for lots of folks on the Democratic side to push this as an agenda, to push this as a way to stir up people, to push this as a women's issue, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, this whole thing got kind of blown up by the, and quite honestly, you know, but nobody says anything about Bill Maher. Bill Maher can go out there and say anything he wants about any woman, particularly if it's a politician, even worse so,
right?
You know, and blows out the C word and a few other words and gives Obama $1 million, but that's okay.
Chicago politics.
It's, you know,
and everyone in the Midwest understands Chicago politics.
You know, and people, I don't like Glenn Beck. He's an idiot. I'm not going to support your advertisers anymore. Well, please. God. You know, what's really going to be interesting about this, right now, Limbaugh probably has more people listening to it than a lot of people. Talk radio is going to go through the roof before the end of November happens and the election happens because of all the different things that are going to come out. And, you know, it's only March, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
we got a long way to go. 8 more months of this.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. I don't know if I'll make it or not.
Oh, yeah, you will. All right. Well, anyway, it's just about the bottom of the art. Like I said, we're going to chat with the folks over in Venice and find out what's going on over there that could be probably them calling a little bit early, I bet you. So, anyway, we'll catch up with them in just a few minutes. And then, the rest of the week, it'll be the Inglewood Music Festival's coming up. We'll be talking about some of that. We're also going to be talking, what was the other thing? I'm trying to do this
Royal Palm Players.
Royal Palm Players coming in. And you've got an interview on Friday afternoon as well. So, anyway, we'll get to some of all that stuff. It's still good. Still a busy week in talk radio locally.
There you go.
Yeah, so. And we got our weeds all cut down.
You know, I noticed that when I came in this morning. Wow.
I know.
Well, it finally dried out enough to get back in there, huh?
It's dried out to the point it was scaring me. The alligators could have rubbed their legs together and started a fire.
That's not good.
No.
Especially as large as they are.
That's dry. Oh, we did get a 4-foot moccasin out there, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's a pond, for crying out loud.
Yeah, we're in the wilds out here.
Anybody want to go hunting? All right, we're going to take a news break. FNN here at the bottom of the hour. We'll be back with more in the Morning Magazine at WENG. Stick around, won't you?
FNN News. I'm Larry Spillman.
Her whole family is just an incredible family, and she is a tremendous loss to our community. She's one of those heroes behind the scenes.
Brevard Sheriff Jack Parker, as his department tries to come to grips with the shooting death of veteran deputy Barbara Pill. Both of her sons and her daughter-in-law are in law enforcement in Brevard County. Deputy Pill was shot multiple times yesterday when she stopped a car near Melbourne whose occupants were suspected of stealing furniture from a motel. Suspects Brandon Bradley and Andrea Kirchner have their first court appearance today. They're facing a number of charges, including first-degree murder. Governor Rick Scott and legislative leaders in Tallahassee will appeal a court ruling that says they stole money from state workers, violated their employment contract, and trampled their collective bargaining rights.
You know, this is an example of a judge went to write the law. We all know that this is constitutional. There's no question about it.
At issue is last year's decision to start deducting 3% from the paychecks of anyone enrolled in the state retirement program. The judge ordered the state to stop collecting the 3% and return almost $1 billion to government workers. The Governor Scott says the ruling will be appealed, and that should stall any refunds for many months, perhaps even a year or more. In Southwest Florida, city councilors in Bonita Springs want fishermen to stop throwing bags of oily, bloody fish parts into the water at or near the shore to lure sharks. The practice is popular on the north end of Little Hickory Island. Some say they support people's right to fish, but they shouldn't chum where people swim. City officials plan to ask the state legislature next spring to pass a law prohibiting the practice of chumming. With news on the Florida News Network, I'm Larry Spillman.
Have you heard that people are staging auto accidents?
What do you mean staging accidents?
I mean cars crashing into each other on purpose so people can sue and make money.
I've heard of this. Is this where people fake accidents, go to fraudulent clinics, and then trial lawyers sue and we get the bill through higher car insurance?
Exactly. And it's a $1 billion problem for Florida. Call your legislator and tell them to pass a law and put the brakes on accident fraud. We can't afford to wait any longer.
Sponsored by Florida Consumer Awareness Fund.
Did you know that Florida has more staged auto accidents than any other state in the country? It's a $1 billion problem, driving up auto insurance premiums for all of us. Four Florida cities rank in the top 10 for staged crashes, and law enforcement is fighting this fraud, but they can't keep it up. Tell your legislator to pass a law and to put the brakes on accident fraud now.
Sponsored by Florida Consumer Awareness Fund.
Here's your WENG 1530 and 107.5 WeatherEye forecast. Brought to you by Visani Comedy Dinner Theater. Always serving great food and entertainment. For reservations, visit Visani.net. We'll see mostly sunny skies here for this afternoon with a high near 83 degrees, with winds out of the east between 15 and 20 miles per hour, and some wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 63. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 63.
It's now time for Tax Tips, brought to you by Barco's Accounting and Tax Service. Call Barco's Accounting and Tax Service for all your tax and accounting needs. Because they are a family-owned business, they understand the needs of small business and the challenges that may arise. They are in the business of building long-term, solid relationships that are based upon trust and quality client services. Mention you heard this message on WENG and receive $25 off your tax return preparation, or pay for 10 months of accounting and receive 2 months free with the signed contract. Good for new clients only. Visit Barco's online at barcos1040.com or call 475-5461. 475-5461. Did you know that almost everything you use for personal or investment purposes is a capital asset? Capital assets include a home, household furnishings, and stocks and bonds held in a personal account. When you sell a capital asset, the difference between the amount you paid for the asset and its sales price is a capital gain or capital loss. Here are some facts about gains and losses that can affect your federal income tax return. You must report all capital gains. You may only deduct capital losses on investment property, not on personal use property. Capital gains and losses are classified as long-term or short-term. If you hold a property more than 1 year, your capital gain or loss is long-term. If you hold it for 1 year or less, the gain or loss is short-term. If you have long-term gains in excess of your long-term losses, the difference is normally a net capital gain. Subtract any short-term losses from the net capital gain to calculate the net capital gain you must report. Tax Tips brought to you by Barco's Accounting and Tax Service. For tax peace of mind, call 475-5461. And now on the web at barcosaccounting.com.
It must be March Madness. Nancy is out of her mind. Twin Lobsters is selling three lobsters for $30.
What?
That's right. Fresh Maine Lobsters. 3 1 to 1 1/4 pound lobsters for only $30. Fresh or cooked, ready to go.
You must be crazy.
And just to make sure you catch this deal, Twin Lobsters is even staying open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday till 8 p.m.
If you're looting for lobster,
then march on down to Twin Lobsters on Placida Road in Englewood.
The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the staff or management of WENG, Viper Communications Incorporated, or its advertisers.
All right, we are back, and we're in the home stretch at the top of the hour at the 10 o'clock time. And in the meantime, we have on the phone with us this morning is John Ryan from the Venice Area Chamber of Commerce. Good day, sir. How are you?
Good morning. We're doing just fine. I've got with me Donna Perosi, our membership director, so we're tag-teaming you.
Well,
good morning.
Good morning to you. I'm glad that you guys could hang around. I'm sorry we had two things scheduled at one time, but anyway, it worked out, so that's a good thing. All right, tell us about the Venice Chamber of Commerce, and you're doing the membership drive. Who's going to talk about it first?
Well, we have the Hearts of Gold membership drive. We do that annually, and right now it's in the middle of it. It's going on through March 22nd,
mm-hmm.
and we have some fantastic incentives for people to join,
mm-hmm.
and they can join for as low as $245. That's our base price,
mm-hmm.
and the incentives that we have are worth $2,000.
Okay, give me a clue. What's the $2,000 encompass?
Well, one of them is a Clear Channel radio. You give members.
Oh wait, I don't want that part. I bet they wouldn't like my advertising anyway, so go ahead.
2-for-1 from WENG, matching dollars for their membership.
That'll work.
And newspaper advertising, admission to a business after 5.
Yeah.
A free membership list that we can give you and do it in an Excel format, and you could email all the members and contact them, send out a mailing.
Mm-hmm.
Application fee is waived.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of nice things.
Well, it sounds like, you know, every once in a while you hear someone say, well, what does the Chamber of Commerce do for me? And I think you've given them several reasons right there.
Uh-huh.
Well, the nice thing about our chamber is, nice thing about a lot of chambers, we're obviously have the ability to refer some very good businesses to the consumers, and I hope your listeners will take advantage of that. If you call the Venice Area Chamber of Commerce, if you need product services, something done at your house, give us a call first, not after you've made a selection or after you've had a bad experience. Let us give you some recommendations and let you know some good folks who've been in business for a long time,
mm-hmm.
and can take care of them.
Just let me ask you, everybody touts their Chamber of Commerce. I don't care what town I've ever been in, et cetera, et cetera. The Chamber of Commerce this, the Chamber of Commerce this. But there's always something that sets them apart from the other ones. What would you say sets the Venice Chamber of Commerce apart from everybody else around the area? What would you say is the biggest thing?
I would love to tell you that we hear from all of our members and from many people that do join that we are a very friendly chamber. Mm-hmm. We make people feel at ease and welcome, which is it's a pat on our back. So we're very pleased about that.
Mm-hmm. Do you do anything for the members as far as business-related seminars or any of that kind of thing? I'm only asking because I don't know. So.
Yes, as a matter of fact, and we've just had one a couple of days ago. Venice Area Chamber has a young professionals organization,
mm-hmm.
and while that is a separate membership fee, there's a lot of commingling, so to speak, between the young professionals and the chamber itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when the young professionals are holding something, our members are also invited. Just last week, we had Steve Harner with Crow's Nest Restaurant give a very good, what we call, lunch and learn.
Mm-hmm.
And then coming up next week, we've got one with Sheriff Tom Knight in a Getting to Know Your Government series.
Mm-hmm.
And then in May, we'll be holding a business forum on, it's a follow-up to a one we did earlier on social networking.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of opportunities at very low cost. Usually these the lunch and learns or the seminars run under $15. Most of them probably, you know, have include your lunch with it. So a lot of opportunities to help you learn to do better, to grow your business.
Well, that's always a good thing in this economy, et cetera, et cetera. Give me your take, the Chamber's take on how the economy is doing, particularly around the Venice area. I know this time of the year it's probably on an upswing with all the snowbirds, et cetera, et cetera. But just overall, on a 365-year scale, looking at the whole thing, how do you see things going at this stage in the game?
Well, I'd be, you know, obviously I'm a Chamber of Commerce guy, so you know I'm going to give you the rosy look at things. But honestly, it's Venice area is doing very well. I think this section of Southwest Florida, with the recent news of 4 communities that have been identified as, you know, top places to retire, that just recently came out, with Venice being number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're in the top 10, I don't think it really matters much if you're number 1 or number 9. But Sarasota was number 1, Fort Myers and Naples were also included.
Mm-hmm.
And the way things are nowadays, we really have to look at things from a regional level. Southwest Florida is making a comeback and making it very strong. Home sales, as you've started to see, have, yes, of course, we've got our snowbirds here. But we're seeing a lot of folks that are down looking for rental property for next year, talking about purchasing. So I think things are definitely looking good. And we're coming off of a summer that was extremely well, too, according to our retail merchants.
Mm-hmm. Does the chamber ever get involved with, for instance, the airport issues? And I want to ask another thing, depending upon what the answer is, but where I was going to go is also far as economic development, things like that.
Yes, we certainly rely on partner organizations such as the Economic Development Corporation of Sarasota County. They are the funded agency to do the heavy lifting in that.
Mm-hmm.
We're there to work with mainly smaller businesses and to be that contact point. So if someone is looking to grow their business, expand, we have the contacts and the referral sources within the EDC to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
Issues, yes, the chamber does get involved in issues, whether it be the airport or the widening of the bypass or things like mm-hmm. that. We certainly have a voice. We represent about 1,100 businesses in the Venice area. We're obviously strong supporters of economic development.
Is there anything that you'd like to see? If you could have open up the wish book, so to speak, is there anything that you'd like to see as a chamber coming into the area or need in the area that you'd like to promote, bring in, or procure?
It's a good question. We're always, while it's great to be recognized as a top 10 community for retirement,
mm-hmm.
Venice is also a great place to raise a family. And so the more activities and the more amenities that we can have for those families, because if you have a retirement community, you certainly have to have the service industries to back that up.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of if you want to get a scared look on our face sometimes is when someone comes in and says, what do I do with my 4-year-old grandchild?
Mm-hmm.
And if beyond the beaches, beyond the parks, and all those things are wonderful, I think we do need some amenities that would further attract younger folks. According to a newspaper today, it looks like Venice is in line to get a mini golf location down on the South Trail. That's neat. It's something that the community mm-hmm. could support.
Sure.
But when you look around, we do have a lot of youth activities, great baseball leagues and soccer leagues and things like that, but. Mm-hmm. That's a few more amenities. We would definitely support.
One of the unique ones that you have is the railway that has been made into a biking path and kind of a scenic area, et cetera, et cetera. Nice feather in the cap for the community.
Huge. Biking is one of the most popular activities requested here. When folks come into the chamber and we do service a visitor center with over 100 people a day coming in, the bike trails are probably the second most asked question beside the beaches. And keep in mind, we have the Legacy Trail going from the old historic train depot up to South Sarasota. And then we have the Venetian Waterway Park, which goes on both sides of the Intercoastal Waterway. Two uniquely different trails, one with the water view, one with an old Florida view. With the overpass and the trestles now being completed on the Legacy Trail, mm-hmm. we've got about 30-mile round trip for bicyclists to take advantage.
Really? I didn't realize it was quite as long as that, but that's great because that's makes a nice afternoon of exercise by the time you do that 30 miles. Have you been on that yet?
I have. Done the whole thing, and it's, the scenic views that you get along the Legacy Trail, looking out over the trestles, fantastic. And then the nice thing about the Waterway Trail is how close you are to downtown Venice and the amenities, including being able to take your bicycle from downtown Venice all the way to Casperson Beach and back.
That's a nice thing. Now, you guys, are you sponsors? And I just don't know, so I'm going to ask the question. Are you sponsors of any of the type downtown activity type things that go on around there? I know that there's been times when it seems like they've had some activities down in that dual lane shopping area with a nice pretty mall or a parkway down the middle, things like that. Does the chamber anything like that?
No, we have a partner organization, Venice Main Street, okay. which is behind most of those activities.
Okay.
But we are certainly there to help promote that and Speaking of promotion, get my plug in.
Well, that was my next question. I said, what's the next big promotion you got coming up? So you're reading my mind. Go ahead, John.
Well, I want to do this, you know, on behalf of the community. We've got this coming Sunday, the 11th, from 10 to 1 p.m. in downtown Venice. They'll be closing off half of Venice Avenue, and I'm going to try to say the word correctly, but it's Ciclovia, and it's a bicycle community-friendly event promoting physical exercise and activity. Now, it's not like a boot camp. Anybody can come down there, bring your bicycle, or just walk, mm-hmm. and basically go from almost Business 41 all the way down to the Venice Public Beach without any auto traffic in the way. There'll be some vendors there. There'll be some physical exercise activities that you can do. But basically, it's just a chance for the community to get together in a non-motorized environment.
All right. That does sound pretty cool. I got to ask you, so maybe this is a little bit off-the-wall question here, but whatever happened to the pigs?
The pigs.
We have one in our lobby.
All right.
It's called the Chain Boar.
What's nice
is that the Art Center later this year will be bringing back a fundraising activity similar to the pigs,
uh-huh.
but I believe that this time they're going with dolphins and sea turtles. So expect that next year sometime you'll see those lining the streets with the businesses supporting the activity and supporting the Art Center.
These were auctioned off as a fundraiser for the Art Center.
I see. And you say you have one in the chamber office. It's called what's the name of it?
Called the Chain Boar.
Chain Boar, okay, got it. Very good. I didn't catch that, but now we got it.
I have a question. How are the? I noticed that the several chambers get together once in a while for a networking event in the evenings. Two or three chambers gathering. How's that working out?
Works real well. We have coming up in May. We'll be doing that with the Englewood Cape Hayes Chamber and the Northport Chamber mm-hmm. at our tri-chamber event.
Good.
And that's probably one of our largest attended, I think it is our largest attended after fives. And it's good. You know, again, as I mentioned earlier, we've got to think regionally. We've right. got to think partners mm-hmm. and reach out and help each other as much as we can.
Where will that be at?
That'll be at the Plantation Golf
okay.
and Venture Club.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of those, and they are good. It gives you an opportunity to visit with people that you don't know, one, in another area to find out some of their problems, how they're dealing with it. I think it's a great event.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, that is a very good thing. Anything else that you want to talk about that's coming up? We only got a little bit of time in the segment, so if the break pops up, you hang on for a second, but go ahead.
Okay. We've got our Young Professionals organization is sponsoring a 5K race. You don't have to be a young professional. You don't have to be young. It's open to all ages. There are...
Well, that hits us right there.
There you go. But you do have to be able to make 5K. So I'm trying to figure out whether I can walk
moped?
That far.
Can I use my moped?
That's coming up on Sunday, April 1st. And if folks are interested, please call us here at the Chamber at 488-2236.
All right, John Ryan, hold on a second. I can hear the break coming up behind us. We'll be taking this quick, short break. We'll be back to talk with more of the Venice Chamber of Commerce. John Ryan, our guest this morning on The Morning Magazine. Hang on. Back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Steve Gardner, Chief Instructor for American Firearms Training. If you are a new or experienced gun owner that wants to brush up on your skills, shoot at a pistol range, and learn gun safety, I would like to invite you to visit us at the Englewood Chamber Expo this Saturday at Lemon Bay High School. Our goal at American Firearms Training is to provide you with the information and training you need to protect yourself, the ones you love, and your community. Come visit us at the Expo. See you Saturday.
Gas prices got you down? Save a life and Suncoast Community's Blood Bank will fill your tank. Donate blood or platelets anytime in March at Suncoast Community's Blood Bank and be entered to win $250 gas card. Donate blood any Monday between 10 and 3 in Englewood at Merchants Crossing or in Port Charlotte at the Charlottetown Center by Bell's. To find a blood drive near you, visit scbb.org or call 866-97-BLOOD. That's 866-97-BLOOD. Suncoast Community's Blood Bank. Live here, give here, stays here.
Are you constantly searching for good, qualified employees? Does the process leave you frustrated? Newspaper classified ads certainly aren't the answer, and neither are those monstrous job sites, unless you're looking for a high-level executive. The solution is SunplexJobs.com, the newspaper ad of the 21st century. It's simple to use, the results are almost immediate, and it's economical. Post a help wanted ad on SunplexJobs.com using an unlimited number of words, and it appears for a full 30 days. Plus, you can peruse hundreds of local resumes for drivers, customer service people, engineers, salespeople, construction workers, clerical workers, healthcare workers, and a whole lot more. Forget the newspaper. Find qualified new employees today at SunplexJobs.com. Post a job now and begin receiving resumes within hours, not days. SunplexJobs.com. Long name, amazing results.
All right, we're back. We only got about 6-7 minutes, I think, till the top of the hour. We're talking with John Ryan from the Venice Chamber of Commerce. They're talking about their membership drive, et cetera, et cetera. How long does this membership drive go on? I guess there's a time limit on it.
Yes, it runs through March 22nd at 5 o'clock.
And at March 22nd, what happens at 5 o'clock? Anything in particular?
At 5 o'clock, hopefully, we have our goal of 75 new members.
All right. And somebody will crack open the champagne?
That's right.
That would be Donna.
Okay. Well, let us know how that goes, because I want to hear the cork going off, all right?
Hey.
All right. So John's got you kind of under the gun, I suspect.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're getting help from our volunteers and members. It's a good time to be a chamber member. So okay. We hope folks will, your listeners and advertisers will consider that.
Okay. Hey, John, listen, you just mentioned volunteers. Are you in need of volunteers there at the office?
We're in pretty good shape. We have recently taken advantage of a product or a service that the Gulf Coast Community Foundation has created called You'd Be Perfect for This. Mm-hmm. And it's a website that matches volunteers to organizations. We posted our first listing and had a volunteer within a couple of days. So that's something very neat for the community. We know we have a lot of outstanding folks out there who have a little bit of time on their hands. And there's a lot of great causes and organizations that they can volunteer for. So verify, but I believe it's youdbeperfectforthis.org.
Say that website again. What is it?
Youdbeperfectforthis.org.
Okay. And while we're on giving addresses, et cetera, I think there's a chamber website?
www.venicechamber.com.
Pretty simple. Most people can remember that type of thing. Anything else that you want to talk about? Because it's your time right here.
Oh, appreciate it. Well, Chamber's got our annual golf tournament coming up. This will be our 15th annual golf tournament on April 27th. Mm-hmm. That'll be at the Plantation. Team cost is $500, or which includes a tee sign, or $100 for an individual. That's always a good time. Friday after, good way to spend a Friday afternoon as season is closing down.
What's the hole-in-one prize?
To be determined.
Okay.
We're actually, the nice thing about our tournament is we use all 36 holes at the Plantation, mm-hmm. with about 60-something teams playing. Mm-hmm. So it's quite a large event, but as you can imagine, it makes it a little difficult to have apples to oranges with two different golf courses being used.
Oh, I see, yeah.
But some of your listeners may enjoy coming up on March 17th is an outdoor pops concert by the Venice Symphony. Mm-hmm. And that's free at Maxine Barrett Park, which is near Sharkey's, down near Casperson Beach.
Okay. That sounds like a good time.
That's from 4 to 5:15, and then
I always thought the weather down here would be perfect for outdoor concerts. It's too bad. It's not. It's like remember the old band shells and you used to see.
Oh, yeah. That's something I think this community is looking forward to. Hopefully we'll have a band shell At the new Legacy Park when that's fully created.
Really? Because I always thought those things were just neat as can be. And they really do a good job of projecting the acoustics, usually, of whoever's performing, et cetera. But I don't know. It was just something about being on the beach. I always thought around this area, something about being on the beach or close to the water, et cetera, that there wasn't a band shell someplace.
I know communities like Naples, Jacksonville Beach have them, and they're very popular.
Mm-hmm.
You can direct the sound away from, you know, residents, and you know, you have that wide open experience. It's very nice.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, grab a blanket and go out and enjoy an afternoon.
Yeah, exactly. So okay, and anything else cooking?
That's it. I think we're you know, with a lot of activities in Venice. You can always find something going on here. You know, we're neighbors. There's you know, I think Venice and Englewood, we need to share back and forth a little bit more and take advantage of what each community has to offer.
All right, very good. Well, anything that you're looking to do over in the Venice area, call John Ryan. He has the date planning book for you, and he can set you in the right direction, I suspect. The number again there, John?
488-2236.
All right. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. We appreciate it, and good luck on your March 22nd deadline, and we hope to hear that cork popping for you.
All righty, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Donna, you have a good day as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Very good. The Venice Chamber Area Commerce folks.
A lot of things going on. As a matter of fact, a lot of chambers having membership drives right now. Yeah. This is the time.
It's the time of the year. It's
kind
of
like I think Northport's got one going on. As a matter of fact, I think today is their last day of theirs.
Is there?
Yeah.
I know there's one going to be going on here. There's one going on here as well at the Englewood Chamber of Commerce. So, yeah, it's just that time of the year people getting involved because it's like, you know, do it now because summer's on the way and you know, lots of folks coming out. It's just a good annual thing to do anyway.
Exactly. Well, kind of wrapping up the snowbird season. And gearing up then for the summer.
Yeah. Where are you going with this?
I'm just talking about the membership drives and getting involved with your chambers. And because a lot of planning is going on now for events coming up this fall.
I see. I thought maybe you had an ulterior motive for
that. I have no direction. None.
I thought maybe you were going to take the beach an afternoon at the beach or something that you were coming up with.
I might do that, too. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I have no direction.
That's fair enough.
I didn't know they changed the penny.
The penny? Oh, the back of the penny?
Yeah, when did they do that?
Well, don't you ever look at those things? The pennies?
No, not necessarily unless I find one in the face of
heads up. Right way. You just put your pocket and say, heck,
right. I didn't know they changed the back of the
penny. They got the nickels changed around, too. It's like it's not stamped right or something like that.
I know. See, I have no direction here.
So
you're going to be away from the microphone a couple of days.
I am going to be away from the microphone for a couple of days, so I know it'll be in trusted hands. I will be back on Sunday night late, but nonetheless, and I won't get to talk to you before I'm going, so...
Oh,
it's just, we'll miss you. It's not going to work out.
No, we'll miss you.
At least somebody will. All right. that's all we got time for me. And it's all about women coming up next here at WENG. All about women here. Take care. Everybody have a good day. Take care of KB tomorrow, will you? He needs it.
WENG Inglewood.